Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Here on WEEI for the first time, Patriots quarterback Drake May. Drake, how are we doing? Welcome to New England.
Hey, Drake.
What's going on, Adam? What's going on, man? Y'all doing all right? Thanks for having me on. Just got back home a couple days ago over the weekend for my visit there up there in Foxborough. I had a good time up there and just glad to get going here in a few weeks.
Okay, so maybe you just answered what I was about to ask, but I wanted to know if you were already back in North Carolina or if you were going to maybe be here to take in like a playoff game in Boston. You were drafted Thursday. You were at Gillette on Friday. You're now back home. What have the last few days been like for you, that whole experience?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I think, that draft night is something I always remember. And then getting there to Foxborough, getting to meet the coaches and the front office and see everybody around the organization was sweet. Something that was awesome to have my brothers and my girlfriend tag along as well. They were nice to do that. So, maybe stay tuned for something to come up there. And obviously, you got the Bruins in the playoffs and the Celtics. So stay tuned for possibly something. But, back home now and just getting ready for community camp, get ready for off-season program. So got to get ready to play some football now.
Welcome to New England, Drake. I'm wondering, now that you've walked around Gillette Stadium, it seems like a couple times, there's a little video that came out of you seeing your new locker in the locker room. What about the facilities in Gillette Stadium itself jumped out to you in your first couple visits?
I think just Gillette Stadium, seeing it for the first time. Obviously, with your name up there on the billboard, that new billboard Mr. Kraft was talking about, he says one of the biggest in the whole world, I think he mentioned about her stadiums. That's pretty sweet. Just seeing that and seeing all the upgrades they did to the stadium. And not only, I think the best thing about kind of Gillette is, how close the facility is. It's really Mr. Kraft talked about, it's owned by him. So having the facility with the stadium right next door, kind of everything you need in one spot is awesome. I think it's great for players and great for me to get some work, extra work and be there for practice and for games. It's all right there. It's kind of one of the coolest things.
All right, Drake, I know we're a long way off from knowing the answer to this maybe, but do you want to start day one? And have you had any conversations about what your track is going to be towards doing that in the in minicamp or beyond that?
I think that's obviously the goal, for myself and any rookie quarterback coming to the NFL, but also, I think it's, great opportunity for getting there and learn from Jacoby, learn from the older guys, the other vets around there, and just put my best foot forward. I think, for me, just want to earn the respect of the guys and get to know them first. But obviously all the stuff on the field will come after that. So looking forward to help the Patriots anyway. Obviously, it's the goal, but ready for anything that happens. And I think, one of the best things about being a 21-year-old coming in there is, get ready to learn and to soak it all in. And, if I'm the best guy, I think Coach Mayo's kind of said that. He said that publicly, if the best guy's going to play. So if it happens to me, I'm ready to go. And if not, I'm going to prepare like it and compete and learn as much as I can from the other guys to get ready to do that.
You mentioned getting to know your teammates. Have you made any plans to start throwing with any of your wide receivers or tight ends, anything like that?
Yeah, just talking with Jalen and Javon. And, I was just, FaceTiming, Jaheim. So, I've gotten a bunch of guys. I've got to know them. Texted them all, reached out. So I think the biggest thing is, get going for rookie minicamp. Sure, we got to get going. I think one of the best things about it, kind of bringing us in before, is kind of getting us all together and creating relationships and getting to know each other before we all kind of get mingled in with the whole squad. So, definitely looking forward to, meeting those guys and other great players. So definitely looking forward to throwing with them and seeing what it's like.
So you mentioned getting relationships with some of these players. You had a prior relationship with Javon Baker, right?
Yeah. So he was committed to Alabama. When I was committed there, he was a year ahead of me, but obviously, saw him at some of the camps. Got to know him, played him in 7-on-7 in high school football. So he was a big-time recruit from Atlanta. So got to know Javon pretty well.
So why did you initially commit to Alabama, and why did you end up decommitting and committing to North Carolina?
Yeah, so Coach Saban sitting in his office when I was a sophomore in high school. Anytime that he says, Drake, you're our guy, we want you to be our guy, it's pretty hard to turn that down. And at that time, North Carolina was kind of in the rough years, kind of latter years of 2017, 2018 was some rough years for North Carolina football. So, Alabama was hard to turn down that. But once Coach Brown came back and I saw one of my good friends, Sam Howell, go there his freshman year and light it up, I really just didn't want to miss out on that. I think, Alabama, would have, I think either way could have, probably turned out, well, but also Bryce at the same time. So I think I ended up making the right decision of going to North Carolina, and both my parents, went there and had brothers go there. So it's the kind of whole, family lineage is hard to pass that up.
Drake, you spoke about Jacoby Brissett just a couple minutes ago. Joe Milton also anticipated to be part of your quarterback room. As a rookie coming in, how do you see yourself fitting into that room? And I guess, a rising tide lifts all boats, but how do you feel like you would like the dynamic in that quarterback room to be with somebody in your own class and then a vet like Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah, I think, just me and Jacoby. I think me and Joe come in there ready to compete. We have to know Joe well through, some of the Manning camp and, at the combine. So, Joe's the man. I'm a big fan of Joe. And I look forward to, just competing with each other. The biggest thing, make a competitive room and energy, high energy. I think we all bring that. Kind of, big personalities, all three of us. So ready to kind of showcase that, see how the room shapes out, and just have fun in there. The best thing about quarterbacks is, we keep it light. And once we're on the field, man, we're competitors. So that's kind of, I think we all three of us can share.
Drake, I was wondering, since the Patriots drafted so many offensive players, and since you're going to be, we think anyway, a big part of the offense, after you were drafted for the day two and day three guys, did anybody talk to you about any of the picks that were coming up or sort of get your perspective on some of these guys since maybe you played against them?
Yeah, they were they were kind of keying me in on they were thinking before they selected them. So I think, as a rookie quarterback, you don't expect to have much say. So, I think, obviously, all the players are selected, he's laid in, and Juke, and I think, all those guys, watching their film, check out their tape, after you draft them, you always want to go check out their tape. Great picks. I reached out to both of them, so just try to reach out to everybody, and obviously played against, myself from South Carolina. So, I got to know a lot of these guys, like you said. So, they get paid a lot of money, and they as GM, and, long time doing this stuff, I think, way, my opinion wouldn't mean much. So, I think just trusting them and ready to get to work with anybody.
Talking to Drake May, Patriots quarterback, joining us here on Jones and Mego with Arcan on WEEI. You're good friends with former teammate Sam Howell. You just mentioned his name. I also read your family friends with Mason Rudolph. Is that right?
Yeah. So his dad and my dad roomed in college together and played football in North Carolina together.
So what have they told you specifically about making that transition to the next level?
Yeah, I think, Mason and Sam, the biggest thing is just be myself. They've been great with that. And just come in there and it's just the beginning mindset. You got a lot of work to do, and, it doesn't come easy. It's a tough league. It's tough to, have success in this league. So just put the work in and, like I said, just be myself and learn from the older guys. They've been great, two guys, two quarterbacks that shared the same position from the same area I grew up in. So a lot of contact with them, and a lot of, questions I could ask them, a lot of advice that they've given me. I'm just being myself, go in there and be ready, to learn and grow, and just come in there and at the end of the day, find time away from football, whether it's, people to hang out with, kind of your inner circle, or just, external activities that get your mind off it, because there's so much, there's so much time and how long the season is of getting your mind off it and enjoying something, outside of football to get your mind away from it.
Drake, it sounded earlier like you hinted that you might be coming back here for a playoff game. Both teams in the playoffs here in New England right now. Are you more of a hockey guy or a basketball guy when it comes to being a fan?
I'm a big basketball, nice. Big basketball fan. But actually, I've kind of gotten. I went to these, going to college in Chapel Hill. Raleigh's right down the road, so kind of the Hurricanes. I kind of got to see some of their games, and hockey's a great sport. So I kind of gotten. Been a huge basketball fan, but hockey's kind of growing on my list. So I think it'd be great to get a chance out to either Bruins game or Celtics. So
maybe courtside. You know somebody who has courtside seats.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. I think, you know, sitting courtside at Astro Games is one of the best things. So I hope that I find a way. We'll see. But I like to compare myself as off-brand Jason Tatum in my basketball comparison. So
nice.
Getting to meet him and some of the guys will be pretty sweet.
Well, hopefully you hit more shots at the end of games. I was watching an old feature of you on College Game Day, and this includes your brothers in there. You mentioned Big Hoops family, your brother Luke, playing professionally in Japan, if I'm not mistaken. But I watched this this feature. And your mother in the game day feature said that the competition between the brothers is a good thing, but that it can, quote unquote, get out of hand. Do you have any examples of it getting out of hand with the May brothers in your youth?
Yeah, I got an example. My brother, Bo, it was during football season in high school. He was a senior. I was a junior. And we were playing two-on-two basketball in the driveway one weekend, probably after one of my games on a Friday night. And we were playing basketball. And Bo, he got knocked down, to say the least, by my oldest brother, Luke, and ended up breaking both his elbows at the same time. But only had to wear a sling on one of them. So he was a senior, senior in high school, and had to navigate that. So I think after that, that was kind of the last straw of physicality things. from there, now we keep it in pickleball and golf. But, my brother Bo took a bad fall. And I just thank the Lord it wasn't me during football season.
Okay, so no broken bone. You didn't have any broken bones from the brothers growing up.
Yeah, I've been fortunate. Knock on wood, I've been fortunate not to have any injuries yet. But I'm sure if we did something, it'd come because none of us want to lose.
Okay. Well, Drake May, we're very excited to talk to you here all football season on WEEI. I'll tell you, my mother-in-law is also very excited. She's very excited about this specific interview. They live. In Belmont, so they live in the Charlotte area. So I know that you're a big story down there right now after being a very high draft pick. So she's very excited as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, Belmont's right down the road, probably about 45 minutes from my hometown. So I know the Charlotte area has been great and great supporters of me. So just happy to be from a hometown that's loves sports.
Okay, maybe we're hanging out this summer. All right, Drake May, I appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Go Pats. Thank y'all for having me on.
Thank you, Drake.
Drake May, as all our guests, joins us here on WEEI. My mother-in-law has been blowing up my phone, like nonstop.
Well, I'm sure that you put his mind at ease that he has your mother-in-law's stamp of approval.
So I wonder, she's been saying, hey.
She was like, you better mention me in this interview.
No, she's like, good. Yeah, very excited about this interview today. She's like, he's from Charlotte. Very, very nice area where he's from in Charlotte. I'm like, oh, that's very nice, Jane.
By the way, his brother's names are Bo and Luke?
Correct.
Really?
I think there's
the Duke boys.
The
Duke's bastards were Bo and
Fourier is already calling them the Duke boys.
Okay.
Is he?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so
I didn't know that was their names until right now.
That's offensive because they're a UNC family.
That is true. Yeah. So I will say this: is like people have made analogies to like the Gronk brothers before with these May boys, and I remember a story from Gronk when he first got drafted that was not all that dissimilar to this, where they were just like beating the crap out of each other and breaking bones and breaking arms. And It's like, it is that level. So his brother broke both arms?
Both elbows.
Both elbows.
Both elbows, excuse me, but he only needed one sling?
That's crazy.
Boys will be boys.
Imagine walking around both your elbows and casts.
I already feel pretty good. I feel even better after talking to him. I got to be honest. That wasn't like pulling teeth with Mac Jones.
No, he hasn't spent a whole lot of time with Patriots communications yet, but maybe it's a new era down there and everyone's allowed to be themselves.
Max seemed like he'd been much more coached up on what to say to people like us than maybe Max.
Well, he came from Alabama.
Right. Yeah.
Look, and I listened to Mac on draft night. Like, these clips were making the rounds the other day. Mac was like that, like, on draft night. Yeah. It wasn't even like the Patriots had gotten to him yet. That's how Mac was. He was much more guarded. And so, good. Refreshing. Hopefully my mother-in-law is happy.
Mac will tell you what.
Jason Tatum.
Drake will tell you what music he likes. Mac will say music is a fun thing that people like to do, but Drake will tell you a musician that he actually.
We should have asked. So we got a lot of texts in here or suggestions in the Twitch chat about different questions we could ask. Like Bojangles or Zaxby's, things like that. We can ease into those over the course of the year, but a lot of good suggestions in the Twitch chat. All right, that was Drake May. If you missed any of it, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Use the rewind feature if you missed it. We'll get into that, and we have Triple Play next.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.